I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, January 6th. Almost 600 people have signed an online petition calling on Quincy school officials to allow remote learning due to the recent surge in COVID-19. The petition is calling on Superintendent Kevin Mulvey to offer students the option of remote learning until the current surge in the Omicron variant of COVID subsides. Petition signers say they are worried about their health and the health of their families. State education officials and Governor Baker have banned remote learning, saying the public schools are safe. Earlier this week, Quincy school officials said they would be using the automated school messenger service to notify families about close contacts to positive COVID-19 cases. Officials said it was no longer possible to make individual phone calls due to the increase in positive cases. That online petition is hoping that 1,000 people will sign on to the efforts. A Quincy attorney is matching donations to Father Bill's homeless shelter up to $15,000 to help them get through the winter. Attorney Chris Malloy says he'll provide a matching donation up to $15,000 for anyone who donates through their website, helpfbms.org. Email Malloy a copy of the receipt and he will match your donation. Father Bill says they are struggling to find room for homeless clients because of the pandemic. Social distancing requirements means that the shelter on Broad Street can only accommodate 58 people. Father Bill's is working with the Ramada Inn in Dorchester to accommodate the overflow. It also works with surrounding shelters. Father Bill says they are committed to providing shelter to anyone who needs it. The shelter is also searching for volunteers to prepare meals off-site and then deliver them to the shelter. And shelter workers are providing food and blankets to people at homeless camps across the city. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he will likely be delivering his midterm address on January 26th. Koch says he will deliver his remarks in the City Council chambers at City Hall, but says it is still unclear if the public will be allowed to attend due to the recent surge in COVID-19 cases. Fenway Park opened its doors back in January of last year to give out COVID-19 vaccines. Organizers say it's like deja vu. This time they're giving out vaccines and boosters as the city continues to battle COVID. Fenway Park is transitioning into a vaccine and booster clinic once again. It will be opening its doors beginning today. Organizer said they have enough shots for 1,500 people a day, offering both appointments and walk-ins. According to health officials, the majority of COVID-19 patients in hospitals are unvaccinated, cases that could have been prevented. The city said that that's why it's focusing on improving vaccine access over the next several weeks. The clinic at Fenway will be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thursdays, and from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. The pandemic, marked by disrupted routines and social isolation, has drawn new attention to issues around youth mental health. Now, lawmakers are proposing ways to give Massachusetts students additional flexibility to cope with mental health issues as they arise. The Joint Committee on Education heard testimony this week on a pair of bills addressing mental health sick days for students. Representative Tammy Gouveia's bill, which was filed at the request of a constituent, would amend the section of state law on excused absences from school to specify that cases of necessary absence shall include absences for the mental or behavioral health of a student. And a bill from Representative Carol Doherty would provide that a school shall excuse 2 absences due to mental or behavioral health reasons in a 6-month period without requiring a medical professional's note or an explanation from the student or their parent. Another bill before the committee, filed by House Minority Leader Brad Jones, would create a commission of lawmakers, state officials, and mental health practitioners to make recommendations for mental health curriculum in the schools. A federal court filing says that convicted Boston Marathon bomber Zhohar Tsarnaev received a $1,400 COVID-19 relief payment last summer. Tsarnaev was convicted in 2015 in the deaths of Crystal Campbell, Martin Richard, and Lingzi Liu at the marathon finish line, and MIT police officer Sean Collier several days later, among other charges. Hundreds were injured after Tsarnaev and his brother set off two shrapnel bombs near the finish line, leaving the sidewalk strewn with BBs, nails, metal scraps, and glass fragments. Federal prosecutors have asked the Bureau of Prisons to turn over money being held in an inmate trust account for Tsarnaev as payment towards the victims from the 2013 attack. The motion, filed by Nathaniel Mendel, acting U.S. attorney for Massachusetts, claims Tsarnaev has about $3,800 in his inmate trust account. The filing said various individuals have provided funds to the defendant, with deposits in Tsarnaev's account becoming more frequent. According to the filing, Tsarnaev received a $1,400 COVID relief payment last June. Mendel says that between May of 2016 and June of 2021, Tsarnaev received multiple deposits from the Office of Federal Defenders of New York. The amounts varied between $40 and $250, totaling about $11,000. Federal prosecutors said Tsarnaev also received over $3,400 from 32 other individuals. According to Mendel, about $2,000 in the account has been used to pay siblings for items such as gifts, support, and books. Mendel's motion is asking the court to order the Bureau of Prisons to turn over all money being held in Tsarnaev's account, including any money in administrative hold, to the court clerk as payment toward the outstanding criminal monetary penalties imposed against the defendant. Tsarnaev has only paid about $2,200 of the $3,000 special assessment and $101,000 in criminal restitution he was sentenced to pay in January 2016. Supreme Court has yet to decide whether Tsarnaev's death sentence will be reinstated after the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals vacated the death penalty back in 2020. Boston's top prosecutor is set to be sworn in as the top federal prosecutor in Massachusetts, making her the first black woman to serve in the role. Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins said in a letter to Governor Baker that she expects to receive her official commission from President Biden by tomorrow, and that she'll take the oath of office to become the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts on Monday. Rollins, a Democrat, was narrowly confirmed by the U.S. Senate last month, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the deciding vote. As a district attorney, she pushed for progressive criminal justice reform, arguing people shouldn't be jailed for crimes that result from mental health or addiction problems, and said she wanted to focus her attention on serious crime like homicide. In her letter to Baker, Rollins touted the drop in violent crime in Boston over the last 3 years, saying that is one of the only major cities in the country where those crimes, including murder, are down. She also defended controversial positions that Republicans in Congress hammered her on during the confirmation process. Baker, a Republican who has said he won't seek a third term as governor, must now appoint a new district attorney to serve out the rest of Rollins' term, which ends later this year. A spokesperson said he'll name one soon from a pool of qualified applicants. Rollins has said she received violent and racist threats against her and her children as a result of her nomination. She said the U.S. Marshals Service denied her request for a security detail as an incoming U.S. attorney, deeming that she was a low risk. Check of business news, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 392 points. NASDAQ sank 522. The S&P lost 92. Global stocks also tumbled after investors saw minutes from a Federal Reserve meeting as a sign that the U.S. Central Bank might hike interest rates faster to cool inflation. The dollar and the euro are down, oil at $77 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lost to the Spurs last night, 99-97. They will take on the Knicks in New York tonight at 7:30. The Bruins will host the Wild at 7 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, partly cloudy and a high 40 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 31. Snow tomorrow arrives in the early morning hours and continues through midday, accumulating anywhere from 3 to 6 inches. High tomorrow, 34 degrees. Sunshine returns on Saturday, the high of 31. Maybe a wintry mix on Sunday with a high of 45. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, a light west wind, and a high tide at 2 p.m. Sunrise at 7:12, set at 4:27. I'm Joe Catalano with a AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, January 6th.